involved a lot. She's old and she's a child. And I'm going to have to buy some clothes about what happened. I said, Mom, when you was in the hallways, when that happened to you?
About 7, I did, the first time that I can remember seeing balls, first like little balls of fire.
Oh, did you?
I was laying in bed. I go to bed of a night, and I seemed like I just laid down my bedroom in front of a window. And I thought I didn't know if I went to sleep or if I didn't, if I was still awake. But it just occurred to me, kind of like I see it coming towards me, towards the window. And as it got closer, it was getting bigger and bigger and shiny and shiny. It was just like fire. Like a big ball of fire, and it'd come right in through the window, seemed like I could just feel it coming right over my feet and all over my bed into my face. And I'd just jump up and scream and scared me to death. I thought it was going to catch my bed fall. And I'd jump up and I'd run from my bad mom's bed and ask them to get in the foot of the bed, and I'd sleep there the rest of the night. I'd just be scared to death. And I don't know, that happened to me several times while I was growing up.
How old was you whenever it comes a second time? Was it a year?
No, it wasn't. Maybe 2 weeks or something.
Did the same thing?
Same thing. It would just, like a big ball of fire.
Through the window?
It would get just bigger and bigger, and it would come rolling just like it was a roller. Right over me, and it would scare me, and I'd think it was going to catch my bed apart.
How many times?
The same thing, over and over, and it would.
How many times has happened?
I don't really remember it. Several times I'd wake up myself.
Okay. After you got out?
I'd wake up. I don't know if I'd ever went to sleep or not. I thought it was nightmares, having the dreams, or they called them nightmares or something. I don't know really what it was.
Okay. After you got out, did you have any more problems with these things coming in your house?
To see things?
Yes.
Not for years, no. I didn't see nothing like that no more for just now for the last, it's been a year, I guess. Maybe not hardly a year, but out here where I live now, I took spells here for 50 different times, but it looks like I could see big red spots in front of my eyes. They'd appear on the wall or on the window. Anywhere I looked, there was a big red spot. It looked like blood. I don't, just a big red spot of blood.
How big?
It looked red blood.
How big?
Well, it'd get, maybe
baseball, softball, basketball.
Maybe like a gallon bucket lid.
Basketball.
Well, not hardly that big.
Okay. About a soccer ball.
No, they get bigger, bigger, and appear bigger. Sometimes they'd be small and they'd get bigger. About like a gallon bucket lid.
See, about like a basketball.
And I've wondered what caused that. I thought, well, maybe I've got something wrong with my brain or something. But I thought it was in my eyes, so.
Uh-huh.
Because everywhere I looked, it had show up on the wall or on the window.
Isn't it so?
Well, it'd be nighttime. I'd be in the bed.
It'd be dark in the
bed. Well, yeah.
Could you see it?
But the light, I could see that red. The light shines, my street light shines through the window.
Okay.
And it's light enough, you can see, you know, you lay in the dark a little while, you can see kind of. But everywhere I'd turn, every way I'd look, it was there. That's what made, I think it was in my eyes. There was something wrong with my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what caused that. I don't know if I've got something wrong with my brain that causes that or what, but I've touched this 3 or 4 different times for the last, I'll say, a couple of years like that. Here.
You ever see things in the sky like a star move?
I've seen stars fall, or I think it was stars.
Okay, you ever see something like in the sky, it move across the sky and then stop and twinkle? You ever seen stuff like that?
No, not that I know of. I've seen a bunch of planes in the air all at one time when I was growing up, little at home. Dad and Mom was gone and left me with the kids. I was scared to death. There's a bunch of planes that went over and were making streaks through the sky and writing something in the sky that was plane directly. But I was scared to death and went and got the kids and we all got in the bed and covered our heads up. And I went to sleep and I was scared to death. That noise from them planes, I reckon it was planes.
Okay. Do you have any psychic ability? Do you ever have a dream that come true or anything like
I've
that?
I've had some awful crazy dreams, but I don't reckon I've ever had any that really come true.
Do you have any psychic ability?
What about you knowing what people say before it happens? You think you know.
Things come to me that I know when something's wrong with one of my kids. I can sense that they're sick. Something, it's just like something tells me they are, and that comes true. It's come true lots of times with me that I've been one was sick or something, and I would sense that it was, and then I'd find out if that was true. It was sick. Something had happened to them in some way. But I don't know, and I'd go to school sometimes, and I could be going back home from school. I'd walk through the woods, back through the woods, for 2 miles. School and back, and I would hear noises singing, and I even sit down on a rock in the woods there in the path and listen to it. Beautiful singing you ever hear going over my head, and the air, it's just so pretty. Just you couldn't make out the words, but it was the prettiest and singing songs.
You couldn't understand?
I couldn't understand the words, but it was music.
Where did you hear?
And I'd just sit down and listen.
Was it instruments playing?
It looks like people are singing. That happened to me several times. Going home from school, going down that hall, I'd sit down and listen. It's like it was going through the leaves and trees, and you can hear it so pretty easy. I don't know what made that.
How often did you hear
that? I've said that happened 3 or 4 times.
That did?
Different times, but I don't remember.
It didn't scare you, did it?
Well, I know it didn't. I wasn't scared of that, but I was curious to wondering what it was and how that could be up there.
How was it?
Well, where it was, it sounded like it was over my head. I was going to school about 12 years old.
Good music. People play.
They singing.
Singing.
It sounded like gospel singing.
You don't know where it sounds.
It sounded like it was going through the trees over my head.
And there wasn't no church since I was.
No, there wasn't no church nowhere. There, I was in the woods. It was the schoolhouse up there where we went to school. Was the only place that had church. And they didn't have it but once a month up there. And I was a mile and a half from the school. Hey, well, you wouldn't have been no singing coming from the schoolhouse. I don't know, it just like it was. I heard that and I just sat down and listened. It just kept on and kept on.
Come to us.
I don't know how long, maybe 5-10 minutes.
And quit.
And it just went like it went out of my hearing. And did. I'd sit and wonder about that. How and what was that and why? That's the truth, but I don't know what it was. It's like a voice in my ear.
Do you hear music? People sing it.
Sing. Just like stuff.
Did it sound like a bunch of people? Or
yeah.
Like a group?
Just like a group of people are singing.
Was it pretty loud? Or?
Yeah, it was loud enough that I couldn't hear the words plain, but it was like what it appeared to me like a gospel thing.
And you're 12 years old.
Yeah. This is before I met you there.
We met that. Okay. Have you any strange experiences?
I've had strange dreams.
Okay, tell us some strange things.
I've had some awful strange dreams in my life. I've dreamed of dying. I've dreamed of getting drowned. I could feel the water coming up over my head. Being in this big river, and the water coming up over my head, I could see it, and others are drowned, and I'd wake up scared to death, and worrying and wondering, and see it where I say it's just a dream, and resting, and I've dreamed it, and I was pleased after I'd seen I wasn't a dying. I really thought I was a dying. The feel of water coming up on. Then I dreamed the monster being at school and my dad had come up there and I thought he brought a gun on me. He was just standing on the steps of the school and I was just standing on the bottom of the steps on the ground. I thought he pulled a gun and brought it on me and shot me, and I felt that bullet go right through my chest. I felt that so strange. I felt the breath leaving me, and I remember looking up at him and saying, "Lord, what'd you do this for me?" And then I woke up and seen it was a dream.
That's been real, this.
It was so real to me. And I thought, Lord, I thought about that a long time after that, wondering what made me dream. It's a dream, in fact. And then that was when I was going to school. Then after I married and had some kids, and I had this awful dream that I dreamed I had skinned my oldest son when he was a baby. He was a baby in my dream at that time when I dreamed it. I dreamed he was a baby. And I spend every bit of the skin off of him and skinned his head and all. And it wasn't bothering me a bit while I was skinning him. It just didn't dawn on me what I was doing, that it was like I wasn't doing nothing wrong or nothing. It didn't bother me when I was skinning. I don't know why I was skinning. But after I got him skinned and I seen all that blood on his head, after I pulled all of his skin off his head, it was so real to me that I broke loose of crying, and I thought, Lord, what's wrong with me? What did I do this for? He'll have to die now. He can't live. He can't live. I began to live and think about what I'd done. If he would have to die, then I'd end it. And I woke up all worried and scared to death and crying over that. I was just crying when I woke up. That's what I'd done. And I don't know what made me do such crazy deal as that either. I don't know.
But the word of grace.
I hope I never been this way. That was so real to me.
I hope to God.
That was so real to me.
You had a dream saying what?
I
don't think that's right. And you didn't hear the dead shots? Oh, I don't know.
Yes. Something else there by the way you saw.
And you think that's not real?
Yes. It was real rain, but I'm afraid of it. And I don't know why I saw it. I'm saying I was standing on the rail. I guess I saw it.
That was another place. Okay, let me ask you a couple questions, Jane. Did you ever see any UFOs?
I thought I did once. I'm not sure if it was.
Okay, tell me what you think you saw.
First part of the ship.
What kind of ship?
Like a ship.
Fine.
Coming down, and then it stopped. And when it stopped, they got that sound. It had lights on the bottom of it. And then the kids were standing in the front. And the spirits would have started kicking on the house. And then I don't know. I had to see those lights.
But you don't know what? There wasn't no plane. You couldn't put a plane in the stop.
Oh,
you had a bunch of lights going around the box.
That's what I was saying. And I started looking at it and it wasn't moving. I said, well, that's what's up. That's what the UFO is supposed to be. And I grabbed a signal in the house.
How long, what time it was?
It was at a start. The start at that.
But the whole day of
it? Yeah, when it gets dark, it's not good.
Yeah, I know. It's up on the mountain.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of light going around the bottom of it.
Yeah.
What shape was it?
Not sure.
Was it round?
Yeah, it was round. And the light going around.
At the bottom?
Yeah.
Was it going on and off?
Yeah, it was kind of spinning around. That's how I said, I ran.
How long ago was that?
That was 14 years ago.
14 years.
About 14 years ago, yeah.
You never seen them more after that?
No.
Okay. 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 I'm going to interview my sister. Her name is Gladys. She's the one that born the same year I was. Okay, Gladys? If you had any paranormal experiences, you ever seen UFOs or?
No, I ain't never seen UFOs, but I was in my bedroom, but I knew something was coming before the bed. It was shook all over. I thought it was a dream. Then I looked up, seen a big bird flying across my room, back and forth, back and forth. And I said, God's prayer.
Okay, anything else?
Mm-hmm. Another night, I did the same thing. I shaved to let me know it's coming. I didn't know what it was. It would be this time. Then the thing was floating right by my bed, up in the air. He didn't have a face of a man. It looked like a preacher. I rolled that well. I didn't look at that part. It was scared me even had screamed. And it was floating in the air and had strings.
Hangers? Got strings or things like that?
Strings. White strings.
Hangers?
Yeah.
Hey, what happened after
and
that?
His face, you could see its skin. It was just like it was a, sort of like a skeleton face. I don't know what was.
Well, what happened after that?
I said God's prayer. It went away too. And I ain't done it no more since that.
You ain't said it no more?
No.
But you knew it was coming?
I knew it was coming before the edge got there. But I'd shake and it would let me know that something was coming. I knew something was coming.
How long before... Okay, how long was you shaking before you knew it was coming?
I shook for a while. I knew something was coming.
And you're scared?
Yeah, I'm scared. I knew it was something that was happening.
What was it about when you first noticed? So did it come to the wire or did it disappear?
It just disappeared.
I mean, did when it came, did it appear?
Or it disappeared after I shook.
You said it appeared?
No, I didn't see it appear, but I could see it flying through the air. Back and forth, it was flying, the bird was.
I'm talking about the other creature.
It was just floating in the air, looking at
me. Then you see the eyes?
I was scared. I was going to try to shut my eyes.
Did you
see? But I could see all the strange things from it, but I could see its teeth. It was ugly and so.
It was human?
It wasn't human, that's true. Only what?
It was.
It floated in the air and brought down in my bed.
Did it come close to your face?
No, I said it a prayer. It went away.
Okay, you went right on back to school, okay?
Yep. Oh, then one, I forgot about that. One morning, it was okay. I don't know if I had to cover my face. It seemed like somebody pulled the cover off my face. And I knew something was there. It was 9 o'clock in the morning.
In the daytime?
In the daytime. I just had woke up.
Okay. What happened?
That was it. I woke up. I mean, I was awake. Seemed like I was awake. I was dreaming a lot.
Something could have stuck.
Yeah.
But you don't know what it was?
No.
Anything else?
No.
The boat.
Oh, that's after my husband died. Somebody tapped on my mattress 3 times. And I felt the cut of the radio for my husband's breath. And I feel a big old boom sound. Right in the air. He came up and hit out of the bed. I looked over and I could see a big old blue thing and it come across, close, across the hill. And I could see it swooped right there, right next to me. I shut my eyes, okay? It didn't look like this.
Okay.
And I said, it's God's prayer again. But that's when the whole room get like all through it. I feel my dog.
So you feel pressure?
Yeah.
Air pressure.
Air pressure.
All in the room.
And that was about 9 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock in the morning.
Any other things?
The room looked sort of dark. All the house, from the street off, but I could see. But it's slightly thin, sitting right down there where I was at. And I'm afraid to look up, see what it looked like.
But I could see it.
Go up, across the room, then down the side of where I shut my eyes. I could.
Yeah, I shut my eyes.
I still feel that green,
Effort.
Yeah, and I said that prayer to you, and it went away. And it's all I've ever seen.
Okay.
Well, one time I did see something there. I don't think it's a lion.
Okay.
I
good.
Never watched it, like it stayed in one place for a while. Then, next time I looked up, it was gone. I don't know how fast it went. We'll be sitting them on.
So you didn't hear that?
No, not really. I don't think it was a plane. I thought it was a star. What kind of plane?
Did it look like a star?
It still looks like a
twinkle.
Twinkle?
And it's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Follow it now.
Okay.
Okay.